Welcome to Next Gen Game Chat.
Hello.
Hello, Pleiades and fanboys. I am your caster master, Tommy Game On Gargan, and I am joined by the prodigal son of podcasting, Quentin Maddox.
Hey.
The big boss man of Buzz, Eddie Ross.
Hello.
And our special guest, Mike Smith.
Hi.
And we got a E3 prediction episode for you. And we had some nuggets of news, couple things. We'll run through them quick. Number one, Microsoft's teasing Project Scorpio, saying it's going to be, might release 10/13/17, blah, blah, blah. Number two, in case you're worried about the state of JRPGs on Nintendo 3DS, Atlas is bringing three games there. The DS games, Etrian Odyssey 5, Beyond the Myth is coming to 3DS, Radiant Historia, Perfect Chronology, and Shin Megami Tensei, Strange Journey Redo. All pretty good JRPGs. Pick them up. And number three, creator Yu Suzuki and developer Shenmue 3 have shared a video message announcing the delay of the game to the second half of 2018, so don't expect anything at E3. And Shenmue 3.
Oh, okay. I think you're
right. And, no, it's fine. And those were our nuggets. Other thing, we'll do a quick recap of EA. They announced some new game by BioWare. Nobody cares because they suck. Because the new BioWare fucked up the Mass Effect game, and nobody cares about that. And they did some Battlefront gameplay. But Q had the one right prediction about the Madden 18 story mode. So let's give him a round of applause. Woo! You win a free dick suck from Eddie Ross. And Q has left the studio
to get the lube.
To prepare, yeah, to get the mouth lube, some honey,
and but yeah, we're gonna go right into our predictions. So we'll start off with the at first I want to hear what Mike's been playing. Let's talk about
MLB The Show 17. That's it.
And I see you, dude. I think you were at 146. And 16?
Yeah, ridiculous.
So was that the 162? Was that the last game
it was
of the 16
year? 16 carried into 17. So I played like most of the season and the show 16, and then you can carry over your season to the next game. So
So it was like two seasons? Is your second season? Okay.
But it was one season combined, but over two games. You just wait off to start over.
That's
scratch.
Pretty cool, though.
Yeah, it is, actually. It's something every sports game should incorporate, actually.
So then was that the final game of the season, 162 games?
Yeah, and I just finished the World Series, so I can go back to playing other games now.
Did you get, like, a bunch of trophies for that?
No, actually, zero trophies.
Really?
Like, literally, almost all the trophies.
What do you have to do? They're, like, specialized?
They're all pretty much related to the Be a Pro and online gaming. Like the Be a Pro's their story mode, and then online stuff.
That's crazy.
Which I don't play because unless you throw fastballs down the middle, everybody calls you a cheater. Kind of like Eddie shotgunning everybody in Supremacy and Destiny.
You can't actually pitch then.
No, literally, you have to throw batting practice, or people call you a cheater.
It's ridiculous. But that's it. Mostly it. MLB.
Literally,
you try anything
I'm
new?
Hoping to get back into Horizons. I downloaded Killing Floor, which is one of the free games for PSN this month, so I'm hoping to try that. And I did play Drawn to Death, the tutorial mode, a few weeks ago, which was pretty cool. But I haven't tried the online yet.
Yeah, I played like one match of Drawn to Death online. I liked it. I got first place. It was cool. Like, I only liked it probably because I got first place. But it's a fine game. Like, if we all played it, like, it would be nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's got our kind of sense of humor. So, and if you're listening to the show, your kind of sense of humor. So, it looks really cool. And at least it was free. I mean, I can't imagine it's that expensive now. So.
And, I also tried I downloaded Killing Floor. I tried the tutorial. And that was cool. Like, so I know I'm going to like that game.
Yeah, the game looks cool. And I think it's multiplayer, so we could probably all get on it at some point.
I'd recommend downloading, like, the other... There's three more PS4 games you can download this month. Life is Strange.
Yeah, I got that already.
Neon Chrome and Spy Chameleon. They're two Vita games that were ported to PS4, I guess. And Neon, I've been playing, like, Neon Chrome's just like an overhead twin stick shooter. I think you play co-op too. I'm not sure if the co-op is online or if it's couch co-op. But that game, like, it's cool. Like, it's definitely something I could play with somebody or, like, play it solo. And there's, like, upgrades and shit. There's just a lot of short levels. Like, you'll play, like, an overhead thing. You'll walk here, kill a couple guys, and then get an upgrade and then walk to the end of the level. And then, like, there'll be, like, you know, and then it, like, it's got, like, a board where it shows, like, level one down here and then level two over here and then level, you know, where it's got squares. Like, it blocks it out like an old school game. But then they're just, like, short overhead, you know, twin stick shooter levels, kind of like, you know, the way Helldivers controlled, something like that, but like just in shorter bites, so like a linear experience. I'm not sure if it's randomly if each level is randomly generated though, like, or if everybody just plays the same campaign. And then I played Spy Chameleon, and Spy Chameleon, I played like the first 30 levels of it, and it's just like this overhead, whatchamacallit, stealth game. And you play as a chameleon, and chameleons can obviously, like, change their color to blend in with their environment. So, like, the hook of the game is that, you know, you'll be, like, walking past, like, security cameras and, like, bots that turn, and they have, like, a range. They show, like, the range of, like, where the bots could see. So you gotta just avoid the bots that turn around and stuff like that. And, like, they're really short levels, just like Neon Chrome are. And you'll have to just walk from, like, one side of the room to the other side of the room. And then they'll show you, like, you have short tutorial, easy levels. And then they'll get, like, they'll increase the complexity. And what's cool is that they map the colors that you have to, like, the PlayStation face buttons. So, like, X, I think, is it blue?
Yeah.
X is blue, circle's red, I think square is pink, and triangle is green. So, like, they have rugs in the rooms. And, like, once you get on the rug, like, you press the button of the color incorporated for that rug, and then you'll blend in.
Well, it seems cool because this way you don't have to constantly be looking down at the controller
trying yeah.
to
figure
out which color.
Like, once you get it down, like, it's pretty easy. It's so it'd be like, you're like, oh, like, you know, I gotta get on the green one, you press triangle, you get on the next rug, you press, you know, X, but all the while, like, avoiding, you know, the range of, like, where the enemies can see and stuff. It's really cool. Like, I breezed through. I was just playing it, like, before I went to bed. I was like, you know, let me play something that's chill and relax. And I breezed through two nights, 30 levels. I think they might be, it says the trophies for like 75 levels is the highest amount of levels they show, but it could be that just the trophy, like maybe there's like more levels after that, or maybe there's only 75 levels, and then maybe they get increasingly longer and complex. So hopefully like there's a little bit more length, like, but maybe it was just intentionally, like, it might be just a mobile game that was ported to Vita.
I was going to say, if it's a Vita game, you figure it's probably more limited than, like, a Super Meat Boy that had, like, a million levels in it.
Yeah, definitely. And but it's good. It's good. I definitely recommend it, especially for free. If you have PS Plus, like, it's definitely worth downloading. And it's only, like, 247 megabytes, so it doesn't take up shit on PS4, man. Mm-hmm. Like, you can download, I think, 1,000 of these games, maybe, if they were this size. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you wouldn't even fill up your hard drive. And
yeah.
And then the other one was Life is Strange. I definitely recommend it. I played the first episode years ago, like two years ago.
I bought the whole season pass and downloaded it all, but I haven't gone back into it since the initial release of it. Like, I think the demo I played probably the same
okay.
thing I played.
Yeah, so I played the first episode. I liked it, but like I never played any more after that. And like,
yeah, and I don't know if the game is like if it's the whole game or if it's just the first episode. I assume it's the whole game.
I think it's all five. Yeah. Okay. Like, I don't know if they would give you, like, it wouldn't make sense to give you one. Because, like, PS Plus should...
It's awful.
Well, most PS
Plus... Being a subscriber to PS Plus, you should get the episode one of every adventure game free, yeah. You know? I don't know.
But a lot of months lately, the game, the quality of what they're giving us is complete shit. And all
yeah. Like, this month is actually one of the better months of the year.
I mean, definitely. Killing Floor looks cool. Life is Strange looks really cool.
Yeah, Killing Floor is, like, a $40 title, I think, by itself. So, it's, like... That pretty much pays for your subscription almost the whole year. So if you play Killing Floor in one other game, you got your money's worth with PS Plus already. Like, I don't know, people are like, oh, you gotta pay for online. But like, dude, PS Plus, when we were paying for it, when it didn't have online, we were getting a good, like, value from games. Like, they did something like, for the first year, I think it was like over, like, $1,000 worth of games, and you paid $50, you know? Yeah.
And realistically, like, you know, you have to charge money for online. I mean, they have to maintain servers.
Now you do. Yeah, definitely. Especially, like, there's patch updates every week. And, like, you kind of get a good service through it, you know? Plus, like, playing for PS Plus, too, the discounts you get.
Yeah, and all the apps that are available, like Amazon Prime, Netflix, etc. So.
I think, in my opinion, it pays for itself. Like, basically, if you're a gamer, you know?
So what have you been playing, Eddie?
Eddie, what'd you play since Wednesday? Anything?
Same thing. Rocket League, Guns Up, and Overwatch.
Same goddamn games over and
Rocket
over.
League, dude, Guns Up. Guns Up's so good. Like,
I've never tried Guns Up.
It's just like, so, I don't know, like, I...
Is it like a multiplayer co-op, or is it just like,
No, like it's just a straight up, dude, it's a, strategy game, like a,
You is it real base real time or attack your base and...
Oh, so it's like a tower defense game.
Yeah, tower defense. If you let people attack you and the other, it's an like you could also attack.
Okay.
So it's like, yeah, they like you're in a, I guess tower attack game then, right? Would that be what you call it? Maybe we made up a new genre. Tower attack. Oh, it's a tower attack game where you shoot arrows at a tower. An attack.
Yeah, the only tower defense game I ever played was the South Park one a few years ago, which is pretty fun, but...
Yeah, it's cool. The reason I like it is just because,
dude, I've never tried Plants vs. Zombies.
I got all the trophies, and then they have this, what they've had was, what is it? Like, now they added alliances.
Yeah.
And, like, at first, like, I tried a couple alliance battles, I would get my fucking ass handed to me, and I was like, fuck this alliance shit. And I didn't want to get the trophies. And, like, the whole reason I played this game was to get the trophies, because they seemed like, you know, decent trophies.
You're such a trophy whore.
Dude, I love trophies. And then they kept adding more and more trophies. And I was like, dude, I 100%ed this shit. And I was getting pissed that they kept adding trophies. And then Eddie was like, oh, I got the trophy, like, for, like, 300 attack points. And I didn't have the trophy yet because I didn't even do any of these alliance battles to get the attack points. So then, dude, one day I was just like, you know what? I'm fucking playing the alliance battles. And I played the alliance battles. I got 90 points my first day, I think. And, like, 90 is the max I think you can get. And then, unless you spend more money to do more battles, like, more in-game currency to do it. But you could also spend real money and buy the in-game currency, which I wouldn't recommend. Because I think I spent maybe $1 or $2 on this game. Because they had, like, this one sale where you could buy, like a $10, like, beginner's pack. But they had it for, like, $2, like $1.99. So I bought that, I think. But, like, I wouldn't recommend spending any money on this game, like, other than if they had another sale like that. Just because you can get just as much enjoyment out of playing it for free, like. And, they're trying to just fucking snatch up whales. Who, like, dude, this is one alliance of these people. Dude, I see, they said, like, in the alliance, like, to join the alliance, they say, must earn 300 or more alliance points a day. So, like, you would have... Dude, you can only get 3 battles of an alliance without spending the in-game currency.
Well, if you're capped at 90 points without spending in-game currency...
Yeah, so you would have stuff. To... So, dude, so all these dudes in this alliance are probably spending real money.
Yeah,
like,
they're hardcore.
Unless they're... Unless this is the only game they play, like, and it's... I was like, dude, I'm not...
But then, this doesn't seem like the kind of game you want to hardcore. So
no.
You're not enjoying it if you're putting in as many hours as you need to,
dude,
or spending,
like,
money on
a
it.
A game you want to hardcore is something like Dark Souls, or, you know, like, something that has depth and whatever. Like, this is like, I don't know.
It seems like an ultra-casual type.
You can get deep, but it's like, if you're a casual, like, if you're a hardcore player of this, you're just a hardcore casual, like. Yo, you're just an HC. Hardcore casual. But that's basically, yeah, Guns Up's like, I like it, but, like, dude, some days I'll just sign in to get the daily reward and just sign out, because
yeah.
I don't feel like playing it. But some days I'll be motivated to do a few attacks, but that's about it. And then the other game's Let It Die is, like, the other free-to-play game, like, the it's an action game by Suda51, but it's got randomly generated, like, the levels are, like, sometimes they're laid out similar to what they were, but it's, like, randomly, you'll go through the same rooms, but they'll be randomly, like, laid out. Like, you might be, like this one room might be, like, the second room you go through in one time. But, like, the next time you go through it, it might be, like, the third or fifth room or something like that. It's all, like, the same. You go through the same, like, everybody will see the same rooms, but they're just attached differently, like, on the map. It's just, like, that's the way they program the random generation or whatever like that. It's, like, a lot of reused assets and recycling and stuff like that. Try to mask it looking like a place you've never been before, but it's the same fucking room that you were on, like, 10 floors before. And, but it's cool. Like, some of the boss fights are unique and everything like that. There's a PvP aspect of it where you just invade people's, people's bases and stuff like that, destroy them, and people invade you when you're not online and stuff like that, and it gets pissed, and you get pissed off. Then when you die, it's like a Dark Souls where you lose all your items, but then there's like there's items that you can buy to, or you get them free from signing in certain days, and then you get them free from doing other like PvP stuff. But like there's like currency that you could pay real money for to actually, if you die, you could pay real money to revive yourself. And it's just like that game I spent. They always do this. They do this sale every time there's an event where it's like you get there's like 10 death medals for a dollar or something. And regularly, 10 death medals might cost you like $5. So like every time they do that sale, I'll buy like 10 death medals for a dollar. Because what's a fucking dollar, dude? Like that's like a bottle of water or something. But like so that's I've spent maybe like $3 or $4 on that game total, or $5 from you know, since I've started playing it in December, and I put in the, probably 80 to 100 hours into it. So, you know, some of these free to play games, like, dude, I spent $4 on the game and I put in 80 hours, and it's like I feel like it was worth it. Like, you know, sometimes these live games are, you know, whatever. Like, people shit on free to play, saying it's like, I understand like the negatives of free to play. It's like, you know, you sacrificing like real quality of like content. You know, you're never gonna get free to play a game that plays like a, you know, a Naughty Dog game or something.
Well,
like
that's
that
the
you
whole
know?
Problem with the community is it's more so with mobile games than console games, because there aren't that many free to play games, but like these people that want everything for nothing.
Yeah,
like you can't have Bloodborne for free as a free to play game. Like
yeah, that's why this game
is kind of similar looking to like Dark Souls.
It looks, but it's, dude, it doesn't do Dark Souls or like Bloodborne, I would totally rather pay $60.
Yeah, and honestly, like and if play I didn't a game pay like $60 for Bloodborne, you know? I don't think I ever would have finished it if it was a free, because it was so fucking frustrating at times. I'd just be like, "Fuck this! I didn't pay for it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't get the enjoyment of actually finishing it."
Yeah, definitely.
But can't you just wait like a year or so and it wouldn't drop in price?
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm at that definitely. Point now where I don't buy anything day one real that much anymore. Like, dude, Danganronpa is probably the only other game I'm going to buy this year. And Destiny 2.
I'll tell you right now, I'll probably get, Destiny. I'll probably get the Uncharted game, just because I played all the Uncharted's and I want to, you know, Naughty Dog's shit. I'll probably pre-order Last of Us 2, but that's years away. But this year, like, dude, I don't see, besides Destiny, I don't know what else I'm going to get. Unless they announce God of War for this year. Unless they announce,
that's one of the rumors,
you know, Detroit or Spider-Man or something like that. Dude, like, right now, after, like, the past few years, the only games I want to play, like, dude, the Sony exclusives, like, really what have, like, got my attention.
But you also get burned buying day one now, because,
yeah,
like,
you do.
Within, like, 6 weeks,
especially
at the
like
most, everything goes on sale.
Especially, like, Uncharted, but, like, dude, I just wanted to play the game so bad and, like, see the story, and, like, I don't know, I felt, like, so fulfilled by the ending of that game. And,
well, yeah, like, I mean, like, if it's a game you know you, like,
yeah.
I bought Horizon day one, like, $60. Like, I haven't had time to play it, it's not the game's
yeah,
fault.
Yeah, definitely, I could understand you feeling, like, a little, you know, burnt on that.
Like, but
you know,
it's also, like, you're buying Uncharted day one. Like, you know you're going to play it and beat it before it drops in price, so that's fine. But, like, for a game that you're kind of on, like, with Mass Effect Andromeda, like, I decided not to buy it day one. Now, it turned out to be a good decision, but I mean, the point is if it's not a game you're going to immediately play for, like, I bought Yakuza day one and, like, spent
Yeah, you freaking beat that, right? Yeah, that's awesome.
But I also spent, like, 2 weeks just playing basically that game, so I felt like it was worth the $60. But for another game that you're not going to have that kind of connection to, it's worth just waiting at this point.
Definitely, yeah.
Now everything dry, especially as we're getting later in the year. Like everything, like game Call of Duty, like, if you can wait till Christmas, it'll fucking be $40.
And definitely, yeah, don't, like, I would say, like, dude, know your developers. Like, pre-order the games that you know from developers that you like.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, like, Call of Duty, you know, it's going to be cool. Like, it's not going to have any massive...
You know, they have three studios that work on those games. So, like, you know, skip the ones... Dude, who did Ghosts? Skip that studios. You know, I don't know.
But like, even still, like, Ghosts suck, but it wasn't, like, a broken game. It wasn't a game that had to be patched 100 times and was unplayable. Like, some other games that get released now.
Like, this year, I don't know if I'm going to get a Call of Duty game, like... I'm on the fence about it. I definitely, because, like, I know I'll be playing Destiny 2 at that time.
Yeah, know? I haven't bought one in years. I think Black Ops 1 was the last Call of Duty game I bought, but, you know.
How about you, Q? Would you be okay with skipping Call of Duty and just play Destiny only?
Probably. Destiny's probably going to get old, though.
I don't know, man. They got the thing. They're going to have, like, two expansions, right? between this year and like the but early
Destiny
next year.
Destiny comes out the first week of September. Call of Duty's like the first week of November. So it's see, 2 months like, for someone Quentin's age. Like that.
I guess if there's a 2 month gap. When's his Destiny in September now?
September, whatever the first.
That's
Friday.
Pretty early,
like,
man.
It's 7th or 8th, but it's coming out on Friday, not on Tuesday, like normal games release.
Damn, wow, that's early, man.
Yeah. Well, they're purposely doing it because they figure like it's actually something like that might. I saw an article a few weeks ago on either Kotaku or GameSpot where a lot of developers are going to start release. Like Call of Duty might come out on Friday this year because they feel like instead of releasing on
Tuesday, so you can play it the weekend, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. Like more people are going to
have
buy
a double
it,
XP but... weekend too. Plus, also like if you, dude, they should do something for maybe, dude. Like if you pre-order Call of Duty, like you get some exclusive Destiny skins or something, just right. to like entice somebody like me. It'll be like, oh shit, like I'm already playing Destiny, you know.
Yeah, because you're gonna be playing Destiny for 2 months.
He wants Call of Duty, so give me something and as a reward, spending that extra money.
Yeah, because you're gonna be playing Destiny for 2 months before.
What about Battlefront though?
Destiny more though. Battlefront.
You gonna skip Battlefront? Yeah. Skip Battlefront.
Yeah, I'm not even, like, if somebody plays sports games, I'm not even bothering with NHL or FIFA 18. I'll wait till next year when they drop in price.
Yeah. Yeah, me too, man. I saw NHL. Dude, is NHL on sale for like $9 on?
I saw it the other day.
Is it $9.99?
I don't know if it was that cheap, but it was like maybe $20. Oh,
okay.
Like that.
Dude, I saw it from $9.99 somewhere. I was like, yeah, I'm probably picking that
up.
Like it was last year.
PSN. Like, I don't know if, like, you could probably get it from GameSpot or GameStop for much cheaper.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the game comes out, I think, in September. So you're talking like 3 months now.
I'm saying like the NH 17 was last year, right?
Yeah, 17.
Yeah, like it was like I think I saw it for $9.99. I was like, "That's a good."
Yeah,
price
honestly, you probably
right
could
now,
buy it,
you know,
used, like from GameStop or Amazon for that kind of price, or on eBay because the game, like NHL 18, comes out in 3 months. So,
where did I put my prediction sheet?
Games you've been playing, Quentin?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I've been just playing the same games. Like, there we go.
He's like 9 years old.
I know. What? I'll be right back.
I played the second episode of Life is Strange, and that's it.
Rocket League, Destiny, and I don't even play
yep.
Destiny anymore. So
Rocket League's the best.
We're trying to fill time here.
It's
like,
fun.
A little more expansive with your answer.
Okay.
Your dad's so unprofessional. He just walks out of the room in the middle of recording.
Yeah. I was gonna walk out to get something
to
eat.
He has to go feed the hamster. Well, you can't play tonight.
Yeah, I see the Wi-Fi has been going back and forth on the Motorola there.
No, it's been down most of the day, today, because Daddy's not home to feed a hamster, and I don't know how to feed him.
All right, so fuck all that. Let's talk Destiny 2, because your father's probably not going to
okay,
waste time.
Yeah.
What are you looking for? Like, have you looked at any of the trailers or anything for it?
Yeah, I looked at all of them. All
right, so what do you look? Because I asked Tommy and Eddie, and they were like lukewarm on it. What about you? Okay, so like, what are you looking forward to in the game? Are you disappointed like me that it's not nearly as RPG-ish as they promised it would be?
No, kind of, I don't know.
I can't believe they're making shotguns not a special weapon.
Right? Yeah, I don't
heavy.
Like the
yeah.
It's
like the freaking the heavy
now.
Weapon or whatever.
Yeah, heavy weapon.
That's so stupid.
It's in like the heavy weapon slot or whatever.
I still pre-ordered a shitload of Destiny McFarlane and Funko Pop figures though, so I have a Bungie one.
Yeah, we started talking about Destiny because you didn't want to waste time on that crap.
Alright.
And Quentin also said some horrible things about you might want to edit out of the show.
I didn't say anything.
Because you're a lounge boy.
I think unprofessional is one of the words
I don't get any allowance.
Yeah, you're unprofessional.
The only allowance I get it is not a good allowance.
If you want to come mow my lawn, I can give you like $2 or $3 a week.
No.
My car desperately needs to be washed. If you want to help me out, I can throw in like maybe 10 for that.
He's like, but you gotta wear shorts.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, you gotta wear like you gotta wear a Speedo.
No.
Ashless chaps.
I hose yourself.
No. We were watching Celebrity. Yes.
Pour the bucket of suds over your body.
No, we were watching Celebrity Family Feud, this new freaking thing, and one of the questions was. What would Steve Harvey look good in? And one of the answers was assless chaps.
Didn't he just get busted for like being a racist or something like that? I thought I saw it on like one of those shitty magazines at the self checkout line.
I don't know. I gotta read that one.
I don't know. I fucking watch Family Feud, though. That show's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, he has fucking funny-ass responses, like, when people say some awkward shit, like...
I'm unprofessional.
They were, like, asking people, like, oh, what's a reality show about this? Or, like, asking people about, like, oh, it's a game show that you would, how would you describe your bedroom relationship with your wife as a game show? Like, and, like, dude, somebody said, like, dude, some people named, dude, Days of Our Lives. Like, they were naming, like, soap operas. Like, dude, you're a fucking idiot. It's not a game show.
I would think being on Family Feud, that's the first thing you would say.
Dude, Family Feud was the number one answer.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
And she was like, Family Feud. And, like, that was the number one. But, like, Price is Right was one of them. Like, that's yeah, awesome. Yeah. And, like, it was, like, this 18-year-old kid who got the answer. Like, who said that answer. It was, like, dude, George Hamilton's family. It was, like, a celebrity one. And, like, Snoop Dogg was on one of them. Snoop Dogg and, like, his family against Sugar Ray Leonard and his family. It's just, like, the weirdest pairing and shit. Bro, I was like, I know Steve Harvey probably picked the guest for this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Sugar Ray Leonard was a big deal in the 80s when I was a kid. But
he's probably like, I want an episode of Sugar Ray Leonard.
Sugar Ray.
And Snoop Dogg. And he's probably smoking a fat blunt. All right. You guys ready for predictions?
Sure.
You ready to put the deck in predictions? E3, baby. Ed's 3 inches of predictions. All right, we're going to start with Microsoft because they're going first. Because we did EA already. We know Q got the freaking prediction right. He wins EA's conference, I guess, because... None of my shit stuck, I guess. I don't even know what the hell I announced on EA. Wait, UFC will launch February 20th. I don't even think I talk about UFC. Dead Space Extraction, yeah, they didn't talk about that. And Mass Effect Trilogy, they didn't mention that. So all my predictions were nixed. Eddie's predictions were all, like, whatever. They weren't even real.
No. EA sucks.
Eddie with his fake news and his fake predictions.
I agree with you. Somebody buy some of their games.
Yeah, we should all boycott EA and just not buy any of their games for the next year. I'm down.
Except for my prize, Madden 18.
No, I'm not getting that.
No, get it on Super Bowl weekend when it's like $15.
Yeah, when it's $20. Yeah, or $15. All right, we're going to start with Microsoft. Who wants to go first?
I predict they'll announce something with Scorpio that almost nobody will care about.
Okay, that's your first Microsoft prediction. Eddie, you want to go with one?
Sure, I got one. Xbox will end Halo.
Will end Halo?
Yeah.
Okay. And what they're just gonna say, like Halo's not coming. Halo's never coming out again.
Well, it's the last Halo for the Scorpio, just to get it out.
Okay, it's gonna come into Xbox One also.
Probably, yeah. Okay. But better graphics on the Scorpio. That's why they're gonna get people to buy the Scorpio.
All right. Q. Halo. I like that.
This is a dumb one, but. They're gonna say, like, the small one, that Minecraft is gonna have the freaking Friday the 13th pack.
Well, I'm sure they'll at least do a Halloween.
Yeah, he's gonna get that one, because that's just out of nowhere. Alright, my first prediction from Microsoft. Scorpio will be called Xbox Infinity and launch 10/27/17, costing $500.
Look how smug he is.
Don't touch that.
What do you think? What do you think, Eddie? You think the price is right? What you said?
The price is right.
I put my price at $600.
You think 600?
I'm thinking six.
I think it's kind of steep unless there's a lot of peripherals included.
Bundle.
I could see
bundles are 600. Yeah.
I would say if 600, they might have like a bigger hard drive or something.
Eddie with the bundles or something.
Eddie, he's thinking it's kind of steep.
Yeah, steep.
Steep. All right. Anybody got a number two?
Me.
Good. Sorry, Mike. I didn't go over numbers with you.
It's all right.
I got one too. I chose Xbox 10 for Windows 10.
For the name?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, some people are speculating Xbox 10S because it's gonna. Somebody's saying. I read an article. Somebody's saying like it's going to be called Xbox XS and just run Windows on it and be like a PC for your living room where you can do like, it'll have Microsoft Word, you can do your paper on it.
Eventually, we're going to get to that. You know, I might not be this next generation of consoles, the one after that, but I could see them being essentially like souped up PCs.
Maybe Microsoft kickstarts it with the Scorpio, right. You know? But then like, it gives Sony a chance to be like, oh, they got all that shit on theirs. Like, ours is just going to be stronger and better and it's going to be and the Sony's next generation.
Always,
like, you know?
PlayStation's always been far more flexible than Xbox's anyway. As far as like what you can add to them, like especially PS3 with adding the hard drives and like, you know, every like having the Blu-ray player before Xbox had one on Xbox One,
and they also have more Japanese games,
yeah,
which everybody cares about. What would you say number two
was? The second one,
yeah.
Oh. Xbox Scorpio is gonna have their own Oculus Rift and they're gonna have like friggin' VR games on it that you can hook up.
I think that they.
That's a solid prediction, yeah.
But I think they said, I'm not sure about this, but I think I read something that said they're not going to focus on VR at this conference. Yeah, specifically Microsoft said that. That they're like, but like maybe they could still show something. Maybe they'll surprise people.
Yeah, because they would overshadow. Like if you're presenting the Scorpio, it would overshadow it by then presenting VR.
As yeah, opposed like to maybe just saying, say like
we're going to have VR available, but not right. Like we'll show.
Yeah, they could. Date. They could say, like, that, oh, VR is coming, like, early next year or something. People speculated that they might show some VR Halo or something.
Yeah, if the initial rush to buy the initial Scorpios is over, you need something to hook people back that didn't get it initially, so having a VR would do that.
All right. Mike, number two?
Oh, wait,
I was just riding on theirs because I didn't have one.
All right, good. So Mike agrees with that one. Or something.
Pretty much.
All right, number two for me, Crackdown 3 will not come out in 2017.
It's another solid one.
It's not going to be a Scorpio launch title.
It was supposed to come out in March initially, wasn't it?
I think it was supposed to come out this year or something. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know if they announced a release date or if they've been showing it for years.
Well, it wasn't an official release date, but I remember seeing somewhere that speculation was March. Obviously, we're 3 months past that, so and there's no release date yet, so I could see it not being until next year. Unless it becomes a launch title on Scorpio. Like, maybe they put hold it back to that.
Maybe.
But probably not.
All right, third prediction from Microsoft. Eddie, do you have one?
I got two more.
Your second one was the price? $600
Yeah, all right. They're gonna Scalebound's gonna come out.
Scalebound's coming back?
Yeah.
They did re-register the trademark for Scalebound, but people think it's just like them, I don't know, like just doing that just in case or something like yeah. that. But
I think they're gonna like
that would be interesting if maybe it was all a publicity stunt that they actually think somebody would go through that, canceling like announcing a cancellation of a game just to re-announce it at E3 or something like that, just so nobody would talk about the game
like
and nothing
Duke
would and nothing would leak, you know? Yeah. I don't know. That would be huge. Could be possible. Q.
This is a big one for for Microsoft. Oh my god, my voice. There you go. Borderlands 3 announced.
On Microsoft stage?
Microsoft
stage. Is it going to be an exclusive to Microsoft?
Maybe not.
Oh, one of those stupid timed exclusives.
They wouldn't make that stupid deal.
They did it with Tomb Raider timed exclusive.
Yeah, but that didn't work out for them.
No, it didn't work out, but
It didn't work out for fucking Square Enix or Crystal Dynamics either. But, you know, anything's possible. Gearbox is effing up. In my opinion.
Oh, Half-Life 3.
I think Borderlands 3 you should have had out before Destiny 2. Like, you're going to get... Dude, yeah. Nobody's going to want to play. Like, I'm saying, like, Borderlands... Destiny filled that gap already. Like, you could play it with... It's like the same type of... You're chasing loot, like, similar. Yeah. You know, you might not have as many guns, but, like, the guns in Destiny are specifically designed where, like, you know... Oh, this one, you know, everybody knows what the Gallahorn is. Like, everybody who's played Destiny knows what these guns are called. They know how cherished some of these guns are. Like, you play Borderlands, you'd be like, oh, I have this gun that does this. But, like, you know, the chances of you getting the same gun as somebody else is ridiculously, like, slim. Because they're all randomly generated, like, the way No Man's Sky generates planets and stuff. So, I don't know, maybe Borderlands could just definitely learn a thing or two from Destiny. But I think they should have had this game out before Destiny 2 came out, because that's a huge player base that you're not going to be able to pry away from a game like Destiny. Especially if it launches, like, you know, around the time like some content drop happens, or around the time Destiny 2 launches. But that's all I'm saying about Borderlands 3. Like, I just think, like, Gearbox is fucking up. Like, they should have scratched Battleborn early on, and just because that game went free to play, and it's I think all the PvP aspects of that game you can play free, and if you buy the game, you just get
you just unlock the single player. Because I remember a couple months ago, after you guys got it for me, like, I remember there was a massive patch. I think it was the last time we recorded a show, at least I did with you guys, where the massive patch included all the free to, like, they unlocked everything in multiplayer.
Yeah, I think they did that first. Like, for everybody who has the game, they unlocked, it was like you had to progress to unlock characters and stuff.
Right, yeah,
you have to play through tutorials. But then they unlocked all the characters, whatever. Right. But then, like, I think just last week they announced, oh, now our PvP is free to play. Because I think the servers were, like, fucking barren. Like, nobody was playing at all. So they were like, dude, they had to, like, desperately be like,
yeah, because when I got,
listen, we'll give you the game.
When you gave
just
it to me in
populate our servers.
When you gave it to me in January, like, I couldn't find anybody on there. Granted, this was, like, 5 months ago, but I can't imagine it's become populated before they made it free to play in the meantime.
Yeah, definitely. Like, they probably, dude, like, Randy Pitchford, the head of Gearbox, like, that guy's probably, like, begging people to play his game. Like, he's probably out, like, handing out Battleborn copies out of the back of his trunk, like, to everybody he sees.
Meanwhile, how many people are playing Rocket League right about now?
Like, I don't even own a console! He's like, oh! He's like, I'll give you a Steam code. He's like, it'll run on your mom's laptop. Don't worry. Just saying, man. I love Borderlands 2, and I think since that game, like, dude, I think they had their head up their ass for that game or something like that, because that game was so successful. Because since Borderlands 2 came out, they've just been, like, shitting.
Well, it's like the Telltale thing, right?
Yeah, they just gave them their license, right. I think, to use, like, and that's, and, like, that game was really, like, reviewed well, like, and, like,
okay. Yeah, people, I mean, all the Telltale games seem to, I've never played any of them,
though. Yeah, like, it was, like, Tales from Borderlands was specifically, like, critically acclaimed, to be, like, really funny and comical and shit, but, like, Borderlands 2 is great, and then, like, dude, they released Battleborn, and, like, dude, like, the pre-sequel, like, nobody wanted the pre-sequel, like, it's good and all. It was just probably just an extra, like, it was, like, kind of like Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon, just built on the same engine, just in a kind of like an expansion that, like, oh, we're going to just pitch this as a whole new game. And it was just like a...
And that game didn't do that great either, as far as, like, sales-wise and everything.
Yeah, and it kind of, like, just, like, bridged the gap between Borderlands 1 and 2.
Right.
To explain, like, the story. And what they should have done, dude, had like, a separate team working on Borderlands 3 to... Specifically, oh, we know Bungie's working on this Destiny thing. Let's get out before they launch the next freaking Destiny thing.
Yeah, because now you gotta wait, like, 5 or 6 months after Destiny and, like, the first expansion to have, like, a dead period if you're competing with them, which they are, obviously, because they're both FPSs.
Like, the ideal time to would have had that out, like, early this year. Something. But maybe they'll launch it, I don't know, they'll probably find out, oh, Bungie's launching their Destiny 3rd expansion, you know, in June.
Well, most people are looking at least for Destiny 2, is like January, April, and then probably September.
All right, so maybe, you know, they'll be like, oh.
But I could see them doing a summer thing, too, because they don't want to go. Because everybody complained with the initial Destiny having, like, such large gaps. And one of the things they promised was that there would be more content updates, even if they're not full-length expansions, but stuff to keep.
Yeah, maybe more, like, stuff like event, the maybe more events stuff, and stuff like that.
The
Dawning, yeah.
And the thing that they do every
the
Halloween.
The Crucible doubles.
Yeah, the Crimson Doubles thing.
Crimson Doubles, the Halloween thing.
The Sparrow Racing and all that stuff.
Yeah, like, they definitely need to do stuff like that. Dude, even just add... Maybe even just trickle out extra, like... story quests, like, every couple weeks or something like right. that. You know what I mean? I don't know.
If you're trying to, like, they want to keep everybody engaged, with Destiny at least, like, for the 10-year thing, even though it's not going to be the same exact thing for 10 years. You have to keep people, like, you can't go months at a time and then expect everybody to come back. Because there's just too many games now to, you know, they're going to
yeah,
people now like,
that
come
every,
back
now
like
now
us.
Popping out games every
like,
week,
oh,
like,
right.
When you got 20, 30 games launching every week, it's just crazy.
Yeah, you can't keep up, literally.
All right, my
okay.
third.
Oh, you got more?
No, games? This is my third. Because he went, his third was
Crackdown.
Not Crackdown.
No, yours was Crackdown 3, wasn't it?
That was my second one. Yeah, okay. My third is Sea of Thieves Open Beta is available now on Xbox One. Scorpio's not out, So Xbox One or Xbox One S. Like, Sea of Thieves open beta is available now. I think, like, or alpha. You know, an open beta or an alpha, because, like, that's an always online game. It's by Rare, and they've been showing it the past couple conferences. I think, you know, make a statement, like, make a splash. Like, Microsoft needs to do something to get people engaged now. And you'd be like, look, you can play Sea of Thieves now. And then just be like, look, and know that it's going to run this much better on, you know, on Scorpio. Say it's 60 frames, and it's going to have, you know, even, like, cooler stuff, and it's going to be even better. And just, like, here, we're giving you a taste of it now. You play the pre-alpha, and it's going to launch, you know, we're going to announce, like, sometime in the near future or next year or something. But I think that would be cool. Number four, do you want to go, or Eddie?
All right. This is gonna be. This is probably a common one, but I don't know for sure. A new Forza, probably a new Dead Rising, and then they're gonna throw a curveball, and they're gonna say like, Left 4 Dead 3. That's it.
All right.
Well, I would definitely.
I think say the Dead Forza Rising. Is definite.
Yeah, say Dead Rising because that was the launch
title. Dead Rising, they did the launch, but then they did one last year, so I think they did like every other year. I think. I think they would wait one more year for another Dead Rising.
At least a video.
But they could.
No fucking chance of Left 4 Dead 3.
I know.
One of the things could be like Dead Rising. Isn't Dead Rising supposed to come to PS4 still? Because wasn't it like a 1 year?
I remember
exclusive?
Hearing about that.
Yeah, so maybe that's something Sony like says like, oh, like you know, maybe they show like a small like 1 minute thing. I don't know. But, yeah, maybe another Dead Rising, a spinoff or something. What was the other thing you said?
Left 4 Dead. But oh, I'm Left 4 Dead. For that. There's no way.
It would be...
You would have heard something by now.
I would like it, because, like, dude, I have an Xbox One and I don't play shit on it. But if a new Left 4 Dead came out, I would play the shit out of it.
I would consider grabbing the Xbox Slim, which is now $250.
Yeah, like, you could... It's probably going to be $199 by the end of the year or something like that. Then you can get that in Left 4 Dead 3 and... You know, play all the other exclusives that they already have on it. You know, like Gears 4.
Well, I did play the first couple of Gears and loved it.
I'd be like, yo, pick this up, Mike. We'll play with you. We haven't played Gears yet. I think it's got 4-player online co-op or something. No, I think it's only 2-player, actually, that one.
Sucks. No, really? Yeah. 2?
Halo, though, is 4. No, Halo, the new one's not even. But, like, the Halo collection. You can play all those games 4-player. And I haven't played all the Halos.
I played most of them.
I played only 3 and... Some of 1, I think. That's
I played
it.
1, 2, 3, and 4, and a little bit of 5.
Yay. Hmm? Oh. 4. Yes,
I think they're going to announce Record 2.
I think we've only been recording an hour anyway.
I think they're going to announce Record 2.
Record 2?
Yeah.
All right.
He's on it for us.
Okay. What are they going to call it? Record 2?
Maybe.
Or re-record?
Stop.
Record-y? I'm just saying it's fast because Record just came out last year. It's quick.
It did?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
All right. It might happen. Maybe they have somebody from the same studio. An exclusive, you know. It might be the spiritual successor to Record.
Maybe
I thought
Record
came like 2 years ago.
No, it came last year. It was that's how. See, even you, dude. They only
so fast. Yeah.
Dude, they only announced it last year at E3, and then they released it last. Maybe they announced it 2 years ago, and then it came out last year. But anyway, he forgot about it.
I'm old.
That's how, dude. That Microsoft needs to get the message out. People don't even know when any fucking games came out. Dude, that's just a sign that Microsoft's so far behind right now, man. Like. Nobody knows what the exclusives are.
Well, the fact that it's essentially a North American console at this point.
Nobody even knows what Record is.
I honestly don't know what Record is.
I have it over there.
Well, point
like,
that
I haven't played it. I haven't played it.
It's like a stack of 100 games there.
I buy all
the case. We don't know what the hell it is.
Dude, I buy all the Xbox exclusives, but I don't play them.
Okay, let's see it. All right, there's a hot chick on the cover with a robot.
No, it's by a good developer.
Survival.
There's like one screenshot on the back. The rest is just like fucking cover art.
Was it
It says please waste my
It's
money.
The guy who made Mighty No. 9.
Oh, the movie?
No, the Mighty No. 9, the video game.
Oh.
This game looks like shit on the whiteboard.
Mighty
No.
9, the one with
the
He didn't
even take the
shrink wrap.
It's like a
I didn't
that's
even
awesome.
Play it.
Mega Man. It's not even open. Dude, I'm telling you, I buy the game.
Dude, this
I don't
robot
play it.
Looks like Chappie from the movies. Yeah.
We have an unopened copy. We're wondered We're sitting there like wondering about this unopened copy of ReCore. We're in amazement.
Actually, let me see if there's a release date on the back.
Yeah, why is there a sticker saying please buy
it? It's 2016, so it did come out.
There's a sticker in the case saying please buy me now.
Oh, it's a controller skin inside.
Yes!
Now he's actually going to open it. It's just a skin in the game back.
You don't want the skin. Dude, that controller skin's worth it. Worth the price of that game, probably.
Wait,
worth more of it. How's the controller skin look?
Can I take it out?
No, let me look at it.
I don't think there's a picture
of it. We can't open the game.
It's not even... Nah, we can't open this. It's not even worth it.
We can't open the game.
Dude, it's not going to be worth anything if we open it. It's already worth nothing, but it'll be worth less if we open it. Yo, you trade. Yo, the game stopped trading. You can use this Amazon credit now, I think. That's why I'm going to start selling all my games. GameStop, like, yeah, you guys are just paying me to get Amazon credit for these games.
All right. It'd be nice if, and this will never happen for obvious reasons, but it'd be nice if, like, you could sell your games back and, like, get a downloaded copy for, like, a minimal price. Or, like, even just trade the physical copy. Like, of old games, obviously they wouldn't do it with new games, but, like, if you could trade them in for digital copies.
They would tell you, fuck yourself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
they should let you. They should let you, like, but what Microsoft does, like, with the old games, you could just pop them in your thing and download them.
Right.
And then you could just throw
out. And then sell a game or
trade. Well, actually, you need, in the Xbox One, you need the.
The disc in there.
If you, yeah.
Which,
like,
doesn't make sense then as to why you need, you know.
Yeah, it sucks. It's stupid.
Everything Microsoft does sucks, let's be honest.
You don't need a disc in to play the old games, do you?
You need the disc in there when you play the old game.
Oh, like, literally, there's no point in downloading the game if that's the case.
Yeah, Left 4 Dead's still in your thing.
Oh, that's probably what it is. Yeah. That was probably Left 4 Dead. Like, I don't know. That was, like, probably, like, 5 months ago.
Dude, nobody plays Xbox One games on their Xbox One. They play 360 games. And what's so funny is that they just released the stats saying only 50% of Xbox One players have tried backwards compatibility. Who the fuck are these 50% that are playing Xbox One games? Because I don't know. It's probably it's 12-year-old nerds.
Microsoft, like...
Well, it's 50% of people play Xbox 360 games. The other 50% don't turn their Xbox One on. That's what the stat actually is.
That's what it is, dude. Dude, Halo 6 only sold like 1 million copies, man. All the other Halos, like, killed it. Probably like 8 to 10 million.
Did you buy yours off of Kufo?
Yeah. Dude, Kufo sold it to me like the week after it came out for $30. I was like, all right, I'll pay it.
And then he just announced the big edition.
Dude, because I paid $30, so I was like, dude, because he said it was only like a 4-hour, 5-hour campaign. I was like, I paid $30 because I was like, oh, I'm going to go home and play this like tonight. I still haven't played it. Dude, it's like 100 gigs now with all the updates. Yeah. It's taking up like all the space on my Xbox One. It's crazy. Too, yeah. I got to delete Halo 5 or whatever. Cause, like, I'm like, oh, I'll play it one day. And like, I never play it.
I'll play it.
All right. Number 4 for me. Cuphead and Below will get release dates, and one is out now. Cuphead's actually a game I want to play. It looks like a like
you
a.
What you're talking about? Yeah, I don't either.
Cuphead. I'll show you a trailer on my phone after this. But it's like the animation is like a 19. No, the it's like a it's.
He even broke
it's up. Nothing like ReCore. All right. I think it's going to be downloadable, so it's not going to be a physical game, Eddie. And it's like a side-scroller, like a shmup, your character's Cuphead, and you shoot stuff. You jump
it looks
and
like
shoot.
Some dude with a big gonzo nose.
And it looks like, dude, it's like a 1950s animation.
Yeah,
like Bugs Bunny and stuff. Yeah, it looks really good. But Microsoft nabbed it early as an exclusive. But it's been in it's an indie game, but it's been in development for like 4 or 5 years,
Cuphead,
man.
Coming in 2016 exclusively.
Yeah,
Xbox
see?
One.
Dude, like, there's an article saying
it's from the studio MDHR, who's making it.
I think they delayed it a couple times.
Well, yeah, because now it says.
Because I think they wanted to add a lot more content to it. Like, I think at first it was just like a boss rush mode, where you just fight these bosses side scrolling, but now they want to add levels and actual platform and everything like that.
Yeah, it's going to be on Steam as well as Xbox One and Windows.
Yeah, so I'll just, dude, like, well, I'll play it on Xbox One because I have it, but, like, if I didn't have Xbox One, this fucking piece of crap couldn't run it. It could run it on Steam.
I'm sure, I see if there's, like, any images for it, at least, but, aside from the cover one, but, yeah, I mean, it looks like an old cartoon.
Does anybody else have a fifth, or no?
I have
a fifth.
Really?
I have one more after that, whatever you guys have done.
All right, so, yeah, Below is the game developed by another studio. I forgot. Dude, I got...
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Basically like an old card. God damn it.
Below. Who developed Below?
Looks pretty good.
Yeah. But it looks like a side scroller type game, so it's certainly not $60 game.
No, it's probably gonna be like a $20 download.
Probably couldn't even find any information on ReCore if I looked for it.
Maybe you could find a used copy.
Why need a used? We don't even need a used.
Let me take the shrink wrap off yours and buy it for like $10.
Dude, my brand new, yeah, my brand new copy of ReCore that we're gonna give away on episode 50.
Except we're gonna take the controller.
For some reason, the Wi-Fi is not working.
Except we're gonna take the controller. Change the controller.
We want the controller. The
skin's worth more than the fucking game.
Yeah, was the Wi-Fi not working?
Probably not.
Yeah, I used the data on my phone. I didn't use the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the Wi-Fi is not working.
He's gonna have to use that to power the fucking hamster wheel.
Give him the controllers again.
Dude, I totally forgot who was developing Below.
Let's see if I can look it up for you.
Alright.
My phone's still gonna die before we end this.
Yeah, I'm like, actually, but constantly charges mine. A Cat B Barra Games.
What the fuck did they do? Alright, Capybara Game, they did something. They did some game.
Holy shit, their website is so ghetto looking.
Well, let me see.
They did Super Time Force, Super Brothers.
Oh, okay. People, yeah, they did Super Time Force. That's a good game.
Credit Crunch is the other one.
So maybe Below is a timed exclusive. Maybe it'll come to PS4 eventually, so you don't have to buy it.
Yeah,
you can
I can't wait.
Anyway.
Apparently this. Yeah, I told you, it's so ghetto.
It's like a 13-year-old MySpace.
I know, it's like a fucking GeoCities
that's
thing.
That's awesome.
Like the 90s.
Dude, I hope, yo, that developer hears our thing and they're like, oh, we're never going to give them games to review, but like, we don't fucking review games.
Not only that, but I think my PS4 will just spit the copy out.
And like, dude, if anything, we're like, we'll wait till your shit's free on PS Plus or Xbox One and give it a bad review.
They mainly develop mobile games.
I think I have Super Time Force was free on PS Plus, I think, like 1 month.
I probably saw it looked like shit and decided
I didn't play
it to my library.
Alright, and do you have a fifth?
Me?
Microsoft?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, except it's crap, though.
Suicide Squad game?
Yeah.
Alright, it's coming to Microsoft. Doable. Could be. Do that. I wouldn't put it past them. Like, capitalize. Dude, superheroes is, like, making money.
Yeah.
You know, anything superheroes is making money now. If Microsoft partners with, like, WB and has maybe the Just Cause developer making a Suicide Squad game, or maybe, dude, even they have Batman Arkham developer, what Rocksteady, and they were like, yo, we nabbed this exclusive. Like, they could throw billions of dollars at it, or millions, you know, who cares? Yeah, it could be. It's not out of the vein of possibility. That's actually a pretty good, you know, that's a pretty good prediction for any conference. Eddie,
I have one last fifth? One. Yeah. End of Gears.
Gears and
yeah. Oh my god.
And he just wants to kill Microsoft now.
He does. Like, I want to kill off every IP.
They're like,
we're
just going to put everything into Left 4 Dead 3 and not release any other games ever.
Dude, that's all they need to do.
Do they have Marcus Fenix, like, dying in a deathbed?
But
like,
what was the last one? Was Gears like 4, right? Was his son? Is that?
Yeah, I think his son's in it.
Yeah,
so, like, they're going to have to kill the whole Fenix family and his genes.
Might as well.
And his semen.
Yeah.
And then never come back for a sequel. Dude, Microsoft's never going to kill any franchise. They're going to milk
right?
the shit out of it, dude.
Halo 27, you know?
Dude, they haven't killed Windows yet.
Well, they were supposed to kill Halo, and then they decided not to. So.
They keep running Windows. Like, dude, name it something else and, like, make it better. Like, oh, this is Windows 10, Windows 11, because people know the name Windows.
Windows Vista.
Yeah, why don't you have a Microsoft Doors?
All right, my first prediction for Sony is that they're going
to
tease...
Wait. We're not doing Sony yet.
Motherfucker. Go ahead.
We're doing Bethesda first.
Alright, I have no fucking predictions for them. Fuck you. I'm just gonna ride your coattails.
Alright, Bethesda, then Ubisoft, then Nintendo, then Sony.
That's unreal, because I got 25 for battery power. Let's do this.
Alright, go.
Alright, Bethesda?
Wait, my fifth of Microsoft. Sorry, I didn't do it. A major third-party Japanese exclusive will be announced from Mistwalker, the developer of
Lost Odyssey and Blue Dragon. So maybe like a Blue Dragon sequel, dude, maybe a Lost Odyssey sequel.
If they had a Lost Odyssey sequel, I would actually buy
it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, dude, if they, that's what I want. Like, that's my dream right there. Give me a missed one. Because, like, Phil Spencer went a few months ago. He went to Japan to, like, try to snatch up some, I think, I would say third-party exclusives for the Xbox One. Maybe he went to Mistwalker and been like, listen, dudes, you guys work on these shitty mobile games for a while. Here's a fucking $1 billion. Make us another
They really need to open up that market.
They need a splash. Dude, maybe they open the conference with that. That would be huge.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm not even joking, dude. If they had, like, a Lost Odyssey type game, even if it's not I would fucking buy that
console. Dude, people would be like, oh! Dude, and, like, it's, like, and the and it's running on Scorpio. It's melting the screen, like, even though it'll run on Xbox One, too. But I'm saying, like, it's melting
the screen.
People
would buy a Scorpio.
And people are like, oh, my God! It's like these awesome fucking anime graphics and like, dude, it's like whoever character, I don't even know characters from Lost Odyssey, but they have like a new, dude, they have like the chick Sheena Easton sang like the song from Lost Odyssey. They have like a new
remix. Well, none of the characters died in the end, so they could bring them back if they wanted.
Yeah, and then they have a Sheena Easton singing the fucking new lyrics from the new fucking theme song from Lost Odyssey and everybody's going crazy. And they have confetti flying down. Phil Spencer's out there in a freaking...
The only problem is, like, Lost Odyssey is, like, one of those cult classic games. It wasn't, like, a massive success.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, dude, but I'm saying, like, that would get you a bunch of goodwill right there. That would earn you goodwill. People would be like, wow. And then, like, then they show off everything else for Scorpio.
I mean, honestly, like, that's the reason I switched from a 360. Instead of going with Xbox One, I went with PS4. Because I wanted to play games, like, eventually Yakuza was going to come out. I wanted the Japanese games. And there's a lot of people like me now that, like, and Eddie, that watch anime and, like, read manga and want Japanese releases. Like, Danganronpa, like I said before, is one of the few games this year I'm actually going to pay full price for.
So yeah. Like, that one. Dude, they have so many anime, like, stuff now. I heard they announced a Dragon Ball fighting game now.
Yeah.
By, who's it developed by?
Yeah, I saw the screenshot of that.
Guilty Gear people.
Yeah, I bet Kyle will ride it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
all he fucking plays is Dragon Ball.
Yeah, no, like, he likes Dragon Ball, like, generic anime. Bethesda, who wants to go first?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not going. Well, you
want to
go?
Microsoft.
I was actually going to steal yours and read it first.
But go ahead.
No, it's all right, you can go.
All right, Fallout 4 for VR, we would see, and then Skyrim on Switch.
Okay.
Cue.
Give all your Bethesda predictions.
Alright. Fallout New York, Dishonored 2 Online, and Elder Scrolls VR.
Fallout New York, I like it. A spin-off, like a new Fallout game, but not a...
Escape from New York Fallout style.
Yeah, that'd like, awesome. Dude, a post-apocalyptic New York or something. That'd be cool. My Bethesda predictions.
Wait. Maybe another Fallout, like maybe Alcatraz Prison?
Alright.
Hey, you try, dude.
Rage 2 will be announced at Bethesda's conference, and the first game will get an HD remaster. Number 2, The Evil Within 2 will feature a VR component.
That's another one of those games, just real quick, that didn't get a ton of hype. It was like fucking amazing. It was hard as hell, but it was fucking amazing.
Yeah. And then 3, Skyrim for Switch will get a release date of September 2017.
Yeah! So that's both of you got. You and Eddie both had Skyrim.
But I had a release date.
I couldn't guess.
Dude, because they showed it in the reveal of Switch, like in the commercial. They showed the kid playing fucking Skyrim.
Well, I am curious. So
they got to announce
it. At this point, I have no interest in getting a Switch because not for one game, but... I'm curious to see if, like,
I'm saying, once the Japanese games will start coming, yeah.
Especially the hentai ones. But the point is, like, I'm curious to see how
much... they have some fucking sexual, like, things where you do with the motion controller and shit.
But I'm curious to see how much of Skyrim would actually be able to go on the Switch. Would it be the full game?
Yeah, or, I'm not sure, man.
A significantly trimmed down version of
it. It'll probably be like the a souped up like PS3 version. You know what I mean? Or Xbox.
I mean, even if it was like PS3 or Xbox 360 version, I mean, like the amount of, that's like one of the biggest games ever as far as like landmass and everything. So if they could fit all that on a Switch,
yeah. Well, what's McCall, dude? Like, if you played Zelda's huge, but like,
well, I know, and it's also
I know like the really graphics aren't. But the graphics are stylistic, but it's still good. Like, and there's no load times, like, when you're walking around the map and everything.
Plus,
like
you can actually interact with basically everything on the map, too.
Yeah, so, I definitely think, like, it's capable of running a good version of a decent version of Skyrim. Definitely. Those are mine. Those are our Bethesda predictions. You want to jump to Ubisoft?
All right. Are you going to read Q's?
Yeah, I'll read Quentin's.
Yeah, good.
There's just two of them, or three of them. There's a Division movie, and the other two are Tom Clancy, a Rainbow Six game, which is a safe prediction, and a Division Tri-State DLC.
Dude, the Division movie starring Sam Jackson. I would see it if Sam Jackson's in it.
Except halfway through the movie gets a release patch and it just like turns, instead of Samuel Jackson, it's like fucking Damon Wayans or something like that.
Dude, you know what happens? Like, dude, Sam Jackson's running down the street and then all of a sudden he runs into an invisible wall. And that, dude, that's the scene that breaks the movie for everybody.
And then 2 months later they try to get you back by re-releasing the movie with new scenes in it.
That was my fidget spinner?
Yep.
I know. I remember they told us about these things a few months ago.
Dude, I got one. I got one from China. Dude, it was like two.
I don't really get it.
I don't understand.
No, it's like I don't know what, dude. But it's $2.50.
I just feel old.
You so do I. Imagine me. I'm like 15.
Dude, $2.50 from China. It goes in the dark.
And it took like 6 months to get here, right?
Nah, a couple weeks.
Jokes on us. He just wants to turn the lights down.
I don't know. If he's throwing in the dark or something.
No, this one does.
Yes.
Let me see this.
This one's ill.
Literally, dude.
Oh my god.
It's good?
Imagine all the money you could save on games if you just
play
with this all day.
Listen. It's not like, smooth at all.
Does this like move if you put it on a flat surface? Or?
Yeah.
What has this podcast came into?
Turned into the fidget spinner podcast.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Show on this book, maybe.
And plus, we got some Pringles.
Not Pop. Impressed, I gotta admit.
What happened?
You're not impressed. No. Something's spinning.
It's Beyblade.
Like if it shot lasers out of it or something.
Turn on the dryer. We can watch that spin.
No, that's it.
I don't know what he paid. Mom's only $2.
Yeah, at least yours glows in the dark, though.
No, I paid nothing. I got it as a
kid. Dude, I could spin this in the dark, and then people are like, what's that spinning? What is this?
It's a Pringle. Eddie, you want one?
No.
It's not playing.
Exactly.
It's cheddar cheese.
Eddie only eats the plant.
I read your Ubisoft predictions.
Yeah, he read your predictions for Ubisoft.
They soft.
Alright, my Ubisoft.
No.
Another Assassin's Creed, but that's a given.
They already leaked, Dick.
Alright.
Oh, wait, they didn't. We're recording this 2 weeks
before. Oh, wait, another Assassin's Creed movie? Alright.
Yeah, yeah, that too. Yeah.
So you stole
have
my
that.
Predictions?
Miguel Assbender.
I got Steep 2. I got Steep 2 or DLC for the actual Steep game.
Okay.
And then South Park 2 will come out with a release date, finally.
Bullshit.
Yeah, I know, right?
A release date they won't hit.
Yeah.
I hope.
It's fucking Trey and Matt's fault, not Ubisoft.
I gotta play the first game.
Sick of Truth was a letdown, dude. I think
you played the whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's a fun game, but it was nowhere near this amazing RPG that they promised.
Yeah, I think the second one's like probably a little better as an RPG.
Certainly hope so. Because basically, the first one you played as this kid, you got like you unlocked.
Yeah, no,
I played no RPG to it.
I played like the first couple, like maybe hour. Or two.
Yeah, it was ultra repetitive too, and the map was like ridiculously limited.
You're like the new kid in town. They say like you came from your mom's vag, and stuff like that. Don't they make references to that stuff? Like Cartman's like.
Yeah, but the game is like, the last season of South Park was amazing with the whole Donald Trump thing, but,
Yeah,
that was hilarious.
The point of it, though, is like, if you played Stick of Truth now, it'd be, like, ridiculously dated, even by South Park standards, because it's, like, from, like, several years ago, like, so, a lot of the characters in the game aren't even in the show anymore.
Alright.
I mean, it's still, like, it's a fun game, and if you have it, it's worth dropping, like, you could probably beat it in, like, maybe 10 hours if you just played it straight, because it's not like there's, like, land to explore or anything like that, it's, like, a really straightforward game.
All right. Since we're talking about South Park, all right. Did you get both of you done?
Yeah, we're both done.
I don't have any South Park predictions. Sorry. But Ubisoft will announce at least 2 PSVR games at their showcase. Because I have a PSVR, so I just want more.
Well, I could see like them trying to incorporate some aspects of this.
I just want something else. You know, they had last year. They had Star Trek Bridge Crew and I think Eagle Flight. So like
Star Trek's a free game, right?
No, it's like a $50 or $60 game. Dude.
Oh, because there's a Star Trek that's a free, like it's more of like a MMORPG. So I didn't know if that was the one you were talking about.
Yeah, the Bridge Crew one, the Star Trek Bridge Crew one is it's like you actually you put on your headset, you're like part of the crew. Like I don't know, you play maybe you play characters from the show.
Do you get to bang Christie Alley?
I don't think so.
That sucks because she used to be really hot.
But like you work together. It's like co-op game and shit.
But dude, I'm talking like 30 years ago.
Yo, and like from like Look Who's Talking.
Yeah, she was in Look Who's Talking. Yeah. Cheers. She was in like the Star Trek 2 and 3. She was like the female Vulcan in them.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's like the stupid thing. And he totally wants a fidget spinner now.
Yeah, before she came the Weight Watchers chick.
Yeah. And Weight Watchers didn't work on her. That's why she's not hot anymore.
Yeah. All right. Number two. I'm thinking a new Rayman game will be announced. Coming to every console imaginable. And handheld or whatever. All right. As much as I can put it on. And number three. Ubisoft will close the show with new Splinter Cell or a brand new IP?
That wasn't really a mic drop moment.
Steep 2 would have been a mic drop moment.
Did you say Steep 2?
I said Steep 2. Or DLC for Steep.
Oh my god. Steep 2 announced. Before the first one even like got an audience.
That's how you get people excited about the first one. Now it's the second one.
No, you gotta play the first one to understand the second one.
Imagine after the announcement of Steep 2, like they sell more copies of Steep than they did the release day of Steep.
Well, like, I know, like, that happens with a lot of games. Like, I know Destiny picked up a sales increase earlier this year when they actually announced the September release date for Destiny 2.
That's crazy.
And it happened, but, like, that'll happen with a lot of shit, because people feel, especially because, like,
I forgot about that game!
But it's also, like, now you can get it for, like, $20. So, I mean, like, with a lot of games like that, where the sequel's being pushed, you can get the early games cheaper. Like, I'm sure, like, if Fallout 4 gets announced, Fallout 3. I mean, it's Fallout 3's cheap now anyway, but I'm sure there'll be people buying that shit.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, yeah, I hear you.
Fallout 4 gets announced. It already came out.
Speaking of Fallout.
Whatever, dude, the one you were talking about, the New York one or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, Fallout New York.
Which won't happen now.
You want to go to Wii now?
Let's go to Nintendo.
Yeah, Wii.
Yeah, the Wii.
The freaking
Wii. Even though they have the Switch out already, Eddie.
Wii.
It's disgusting.
That's what I named it. It's called Wii.
I see. Like Wii Wii.
He's like, it's Wii because it's fun.
Oh, come on, dude. Seriously?
What?
Go ahead, read. I'm not going
to. Mario Party 11, new Super Smash Bros. Brawl for Switch and Wii U, and then a new line of amiibos.
That limb you're on is, like, amazingly strong, dude. Like, that's just all going to happen. Good for you. I mean, it's, like, legitimate projections.
Wait, what did he say? The Mario Party 11. Okay.
Yeah. New amiibos.
New line of amiibos. And then new Smash Brothers Brawl for Switch and Wii U. And like a new version, not like a ported version.
I said, okay, my prediction would be Smash Brothers Bros. Deluxe. The same version, the Wii U version, but like what they did to the Mario Kart for the Wii U, but brought to the Switch. And it will get a release date this year. Probably a month before Mario Odyssey. My next prediction, one or more of the following games will come to the Switch. One or more. The Rocket League, Overwatch, or GTA 5. And or GTA 5. Number three, The World of Final Fantasy will get a release date on Switch. Number four, Shovel Knight 2 is announced, coming first to Switch. And number five, Mario Odyssey will launch November 24th, Black Friday, 2017.
Well, I think they definitely have to have a strong Odyssey. Switch presence at this conference. Because really, Zelda's the only game people really care anything about. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to sustain the console forever.
Do they even have rated R games?
But I think that would be smart, though. You launch Mario the day of Black Friday. Dude, you got everybody out of the stores already? They're all picking that up.
Yeah.
You know? They're probably all out buying Switches that day anyway.
Yeah, I could see people definitely buying Switches and Xbox One.
And then they have like a Black Friday bundle for Mario, you know, Odyssey. It's like a $2.99 bundle Switch with Mario Odyssey.
Well, how much is Switch now? Is it like
$2.99?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so maybe they have the bundle with the free game, you know.
Yeah.
By then, they probably would. Because you want to compete, like, at that time of the year. You know,
well, you figure they're going to drop the price probably $50 by then for the holidays anyways.
Yeah, or just, like, it would just be like, oh, we're offering a free game.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Every retailer, give them a free game with the Switch purchase or something like that, you know?
Does Nintendo even have any rated M games? Like, because you said, like,
GTA, I think Mad World on Wii was rated M.
Yeah, I could see, like, a very watered-down version of GTA theme on Switch.
Because, like, they're all just kids.
They had, dude, I have, for the Wii, I have Scarface.
Oh,
and you play with, like, you have a chainsaw, a Scarface, and you run around cutting people with a chainsaw. So, dude, like,
yeah,
Nintendo's gonna have, like...
But it depends how cartoony.
They definitely, they're probably not gonna, dude, I wouldn't say, dude, at E3, Nintendo is not gonna show off a mature game. But they may like let you have them. They may let you publish it on their system, you know?
Yeah.
I definitely think like this type of like Nintendo now, I don't think they're going to shy away from something because it's too violent, you know?
They can't afford to.
No, they, you know, yeah, you gotta, like, if somebody has something that can run your system, and it, even though, like, you know, like, I'm sure, like, dude, you're not going to have people, like, you know what I mean? Like,
that's why they put ratings on everything. That's why.
Yeah, GTA's not, and, you know, like, there is, like, in GTA 5, the torture scene, like, that's pretty, dude, that's pretty hardcore.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it's awesome.
Like, I don't know if Nintendo, I don't know, maybe Nintendo blanks that out. I don't know, like, I'm thinking of it, I don't know if they would put GTA 5 on the Switch.
That one game that we played, with that torture scene, that was pretty hardcore, too.
Which one? Oh, was that? Oh, Kane and Lynch? Yeah, and then the dude, after we get tortured, the following level we play, world nude, like from the behind, so you see our bare asses with blood, like all cut up, blood running down our bodies and stuff. That was pretty, dude, that game was nuts.
Maybe do Kane and Lynch, but I don't even know who makes
that. I think they made a second one.
That's, that's Square Enix published it, but IO Interactive makes it, the people that make Hitman, and Square Enix just, like, I think they just sold off. They're trying to sell off IO from, like, they're trying to part ways with them.
Oh, wow.
Like, trying to split from them. Sick. And I think IO might keep the Hitman IP, but I don't know who's going to get the Kane and Lynch IP, so I don't know if they'll put it out, and if they will ever see another one of those. And this is the Nintendo predictions.
And this is a fidget spinner.
You want to go to Sony?
Oh, wait, I forgot to do my Nintendo predictions.
Oh, you. All right, sorry, I skipped you. All right, number one.
Go.
Any good ones?
Right. Friday the 13th.
Friday the
13th. A smaller version of Friday the 13th is coming to Nintendo Switch.
It'd be impossible for the game to be any smaller than it is.
Yeah, it's only like one game out.
Whatever.
Well, technically it would be smaller because it's a smaller screen.
Oh! Okay, number two.
He's like, we'll just let you throw it down.
Okay, Axiom Verge is coming to Switch.
Nice pick.
You told me that one.
Yeah, I know. Good pick. Could happen.
Did he tell you the Friday the 13th one, too?
No.
Go ahead, dude. I'm joking. I want the game, too.
Yes, he did. No, I didn't. DLC for 1-2 Switch will have at least 8 more game modes.
I would like that, but like if they don't charge for it and just give it to you free.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That'd be cool.
That's what I mean. Splatoon 2 is going to have a day 1 DLC with characters from Mario and other games.
Okay.
And I highly doubt this, but Switch is going to team up with Sony and have a pun to Switch to PlayStation. Switch!
I don't get it.
I get the pun. I don't understand why Nintendo
would. Why would they partner with Sony, though?
Yeah, exactly. How would they tell you to switch to a PlayStation?
How would that benefit them?
Well, I have one.
I highly doubt this.
Cannot be worse. Go ahead.
Oh, well, this is like a make-believe one that I created. I hope that a PlayStation All-Stars game and like a Super Smash Bros. Game will be cross-playing on PS4 and Switch. And like they could be versing each other. Like that would be sick.
Oh, I see what the pun is. Switch to PlayStation, like, connection.
Holy shit, dude.
No, where they play, like, cross-play?
Oh, yeah.
I think it's because of Eddie's prediction you got that.
No, but, like, you didn't explain that it's going to have, like, cross-platform play.
Oh.
Like, I'm thinking, like, oh, Switch to PlayStation. I'm like
yeah,
what
why
the fuck?
They you, want you, to
you tether, like, the Switch to the PlayStation, then you can play, like, dude, it's going to have remote Vita play, like, for the PlayStation or something? I don't know. Like, I don't know. I was confused.
I don't know. I just want to see the PlayStation All-Stars versus, like, Super Smash Bros.
That's the game I was saying, like, should happen, dude. Yeah, if they teamed up.
If they did.
That'd be
nice.
Fucking awesome.
That'd be good.
And then you have all the PlayStation characters stronger.
Hum!
And, like, dude, so if you play Nathan Drake against Mario, he beats the shit out of him. That's all I'm saying.
That totally happens.
Dude. And then you have, like, Cole from Infamous against Donkey Kong. And, dude, he beats the shit out of him.
Again.
Who else? You got the guy, the Yharnam guy from... What the fuck are you doing? You got the Yharnam guy from Bloodborne, and he just slices the shit out of people from freaking Animal Crossing.
You got Sackboy. You got Sackboy.
What happened?
So I haven't heard the name Animal Crossing in a million years.
Then you have...
Sackboy
from...
Fucking
Horizon.
Aloy from Horizon beats the crap out of Samus from Metroid.
Wait, what's in... You got a random 12-year-old playing Call of Duty from Call of Duty. like
probably camping on.
Camping just in the corner waiting for you to come over and get killed.
Yo, Luigi. Yo, Luigi beat the shit out of the guy from God of War.
I can see that happening. Tommy's shaking his head. Yes.
His name's Kratos.
Whatever.
Duh.
Kronos.
Kronos.
Eddie.
Nice.
Yo, Kratos against Elmer Fudd.
This is Looney
Tunes. All right.
Wait, what?
Sony.
All right, I'll go first on Sony. The main prediction I have is that they will tease, but not officially announce a sequel, a new console from PS4 or PS Pro.
No. Like a stronger PS4, or were they?
No, I think they'll tease that there's going to be whatever the successor to PS4.
PlayStation 5
next year.
Yeah, I think they'll tease something, but they won't officially announce
PlayStation
it.
Okay. 5.
Yeah, whether it's PS5 or PS whatever.
Just say we're working on something.
Yeah, they'll say like PS Pro is like the gap, because they don't want to obviously kill the sales of PS Pro.
That's good.
That's why I went first. To make sure I got it.
Is that the rest?
Yeah, basically.
Just that one.
I mean, I'll probably piggyback on one of yours, but that's the biggest one for Sony.
Do you have any more predictions?
No, that's what I said. I'll piggyback on one of yours if I like something.
Eddie, you want to go?
Yeah, before his phone does.
Yeah, good. That 22%, by the way.
22%?
Yeah. You went down 3% in 5 minutes? What the fuck are you running on there? You got Dave's Pornhub app on there?
Yeah, probably.
Just a note app.
Dave's Pornhub would have killed it a long time ago.
Yeah. And like 20,000 viruses.
Especially with your Wi-Fi.
Sony would show more of Last of Us 2. I know it's not going to happen, but they're going to show Death Stranding. Days Gone.
Yeah, no, Death Stranding, Spider-Man. They already announced that.
They're not going to show it. Yeah.
They just showed a like a still frame.
Spider-Man and God of War they're going to show too. But I doubt they're going to show any of those.
More of Last of Us 2.
That's all you have?
Well, no, I have more on here.
All right, what's this? All right, you want me to go? Want me to go next?
Oh, you want me to go through mine?
No, that's you first.
That was my first one.
All right, you go.
Okay, my first one.
Yeah.
Rick and Morty VR is coming to PS4.
That'd be dope if they made Rick and Morty game.
PSVR, I mean.
PSVR. Rick and Morty's fucking awesome, man. It's great.
It's the best.
Show's great.
Never saw it.
He got me into it. Like,
I don't even know if it's on TV. Like, I saw it on YouTube.
I've heard about it years ago, like from like podcasts I listened to, and then but I never watched it. I wanted to like order the season. But then he got me to watch it on demand and shit. I'm like, dude, this fucking show is great, man. It's like because like it's like the dude playing Doc Brown almost.
Yeah, like,
you know what I mean? It's so funny.
In this one part,
I was like, dude, this is like Doc Brown and Marty McFly. Like, and that's what it is. Like,
the
it's so great.
Season wasn't great, and there was some hit and miss in season two, but it's still a dope show.
It's funny.
In this one part of one episode, he was like, and I think it was season two, episode one. He was like praying to God to survive, and then next thing you know, he survived, and then he was like, "Fuck you, God!"
Yeah, that was funny. That's funny.
What show makes it?
It's like, please, God! Oh, please! Fuck you, God! You don't exist.
I think it's actually on TV. I think it's like I know the first season was on YouTube. Maybe season two got picked up by like Adult Swim or something. But
More episodes of season three is coming this summer. They said.
Cool.
Well, what's the network? Do you know? Or is it just
Cartoon
Adult
Network.
Swim?
Yeah.
Oh, is it on Adult? Okay, because I saw it online. I didn't actually see it online.
I never seen it.
Before. Yeah, Adult Swim. Yeah.
I checked if it was on Comedy Central because I thought it was going to be on there, but then nope.
All right. My first Sony prediction.
Imagine this person to like Sony sucks.
Yeah.
Like Sony's
my first prediction.
Yeah, like you crossed it all out, he'll just like start crying.
Dragon Quest XI will get a December release date for the West.
Mama.
Okay, Eddie,
we'll on to number two. All right, Detroit for VR.
I'll buy Dragon Quest.
So is it coming out in VR before normal?
Or I mean, it's going to come out both and VR. And
it's going to be playable in VR, fully playable.
I think fully playable in VR, but it's going to come out on regular, whatever you want to call it.
What year? That's a big
hope this year. I really hope this year. And then more shooting games for VR.
Okay. Q.
The PS4 is going to be backwards compatible in the next update.
Probably not.
I know, but whatever. And that, maybe
I would love that.
And yeah. And maybe
dude, I got, dude, look at this PS3 game that I got.
And maybe,
but I mean, like,
and maybe you'll be able to change your name.
You can do that now, like if you pay or something. Money? You can, yeah. You can change your gamer tag.
You can.
Yeah, I forgot. You have to pay to do
how much?
It, wait, it's not like a ridiculous
on PlayStation.
Amount. Yeah, look how it much? Up. I mean, because I remember seeing something about that, but you have to go through PlayStation. You like, so they check it to make sure.
But don't you lose all your trophies?
I think it takes all your stuff with you, but they check you to make sure like you're not harassing people, and that's why you're changing it. Like you have to have a, I forgot exactly what it was, but that's it was available somehow.
Yeah, he's changing his name to like Heart Sombra or something.
Yeah. I don't know. That'd be awesome if they announced.
Yes,
change the name. 64.
All right. Did you go?
I went already.
He all did right. His first.
Oh, it's Detroit, right?
Yeah, Detroit.
Internet.
VR. All right. I had. I'm gonna go. This was my next. This was my third one, but Detroit and Dreams will be fully playable in VR. Both get,
Dreams.
Both get release windows. All right.
All right.
So I kind of piggybacked off his. Had the same, but I added an extra game.
I don't know. So Dreams.
Big. Dreams is the one they showed with the had the move controllers,
yeah.
And they made the levels and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They had like the puppeteering going. It's people that made Little Big Planet, Media Molecule. All right, number three. Who wants to go?
You want me to go? Or you gotta.
Yeah, you go.
Okay. PlayStation All Stars 2, and then it's gonna be for.
VR. I've heard rumors of it.
It's gonna be for Vita and PS4.
Vita too?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know. I think they ditched the Vita, but...
No. They definitely didn't ditch the Vita.
Okay. That's big. Last of Us. Wait, what do you got? What are the three?
Okay. Last of Us 2 has a VR mode like Resident Evil 7 with the aim controller.
Oh my god, I hope so. But I doubt it. Because it's a third-person game. How would they, you know, let you play that like that? It'll be cool though.
First person mode. And options.
Alright. We'll see. I'd probably rather play it in third person mode. But we'll see. Number three. Monster Hunter 5 is a PS4 exclusive coming spring 2018. And it's gonna be called Monster Hunter World, because Mike leaked that. But we'll see. You know, maybe it's not PS4 exclusive, but that's my prediction. All right, Eddie.
They're gonna show more Red Dead Redemption 2.
That's a good one. Hope so. They haven't shown any of it, so yeah. How are they gonna show more?
I mean, they showed the cover, and that was about it.
Yeah. How are they gonna show more?
The actual video.
Show us, yeah.
Like just show some guy with hair.
Basically, anything would do at this point.
All right.
That's not all of those games because it's Rockstar. It's probably going to come out like 5 years from now instead of like any time in the near future.
You go.
Number four, okay. There is going to be in Call of Duty World War II Zombies, there is going to be an exclusive map to VR.
I definitely think you could see a PS exclusive, at least a time-based one, but...
That'd be cool.
You know,
with the Microsoft Xbox Scorpio is going to be compatible with VR games in Oculus Rift.
You got kicked out.
All right.
Never mind.
Oculus Rift.
All right, my number four. This is a big one. This is out there now. All right, Resident Evil 2 Remake has been rebuilt on the Resident Evil 7 engine and will be fully playable in VR. Launching mid to late January 2018. Bam! I hope that happens, man. That's my fucking dream. Dude, Resident Evil 2 is like the best.
Considering how successful Resident Evil 7 was, and they've already remastered all the games pretty much for PS4, I could see them doing VR if it's possible.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, that game was pretty successful, and I think about 1 million people played it in VR, or they said, like,
and to me, like, that's going to be the biggest thing that's going to make VR go is survival horror games more than sports games, more than, like, the Office game, even though it was cool, like, throwing the shit around. Like, that's not the stuff that's going to sell VR long-term.
Yeah.
It's going to be survival horror games that immerse you in the game.
I think it'll be good. I think, dude, if they said this, like, and we got this recorded now, and the timestamps before E3, like, this is a huge prediction. If I get this, dude, maybe I'll break into the industry.
They're like, you didn't even know about this leak, and you just made the prediction.
They got like sue us or something. All
right, number five for Eddie. It's the last, your last Sony prediction. No, all last E3 predictions. Two more, actually. You do?
Wow. Just give them both at once.
Give them more.
All right. Horizon and Last Guardian DLC. I kind of figured that was
done. Duh.
Yeah, Last Guardian's actually the game I was thinking of before that's on sale for like $30-something now as part of the PSN sale. But you guys already have it.
Oh, so. I actually have a weird prediction, but I didn't write it down yet.
Do you want me to read my last, the other one?
Yeah, read the last one.
All right. I don't know what kind of game they're going to show, but they're going to show a game for VR, but you need your Vita to use it. I don't know how they're going to put it in, but you have to use your Vita.
As a control pad, basically?
As a control pad, not as a, not like a PS4 controller.
I would say, yeah, but the Vita, I don't think, has any lights on it, so it can track or whatever like that.
I don't know. They're gonna, maybe it's a wire? I don't know. You just plug it in?
I mean, if it's on Wi-Fi, it should be, it's possible if you do it.
That's crazy.
It's going to be something like, they have to use this Vita for something. Like, everyone thinks it's like so out there.
Yeah, it would make sense to figure out a way to
include it in with the VR.
If you're the one out of like 1 million, if you're the one out of 10,000 people that own a Vita, a PSVR, and a PS4, you can play this VR game.
But only this one. Yeah, you have to get the Vita.
But like the game's playable without it, probably, you know. Yeah. But you can take advantage of it.
But the Vita, like, imagine like the Vita was like so much better with that game.
Yeah. Dude, it would be cool. Like, dude, if you could like. Dude, it would be cool if it was like they made a strap for the Vita. You play full out VR, and like the thing straps your arm like the Pip-Boy you use in the game or something like that. And like you just like, dude, you're touching the touchscreen on the Vita, but like you see it with your actual VR in the VR. Like it looks animated and shit like the Pip-Boy. Like that would be freaking amazing.
That would be awesome.
That would be cool. Or like, you know, and people that are on Vita could use their smartphone or something like that, and just like. You look at your hand and you're like, you got the freaking, like the thing maybe like it plugs in, like you said, plugs into your like USB to PS4. Yeah. So it tracks it. So like you see like the screen they show, like it's just like maybe a light or something like that. I don't know. And like, but like in VR, it looks like you see everything, like your inventory on your thing. You know, you played Fallout before, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Like Fallout, you bring up like your Pip-Boy, like the guy carries like something on his arm. And it's like basically like, when you press like start, it's like your it's kind of like your up menu where you upgrade like your stats. You can look at your map on there and everything like that. And like, dude, if they had that, like, I've always wanted, like, they made the attachment for your smartphone where you could play it and just have it like with you while you're playing the game. But in VR, like, that would be amazing. Which brings me to my fifth prediction: Fallout VR is now out on PSVR, and a free update is available if you own it on PS4. So, like, anybody who owns PS4 and PSVR and Fallout 4 will get to download the update and play it in VR free. Which I hope happens, because they announced Fallout 4 VR last year, but it was, like, exclusive to HTC Vive. And it came out. It goes in the dock. Sweet. And that's my last prediction. My other funky prediction was that maybe Sega brings out other games. Like, they had Shenmue Kickstarter. Maybe they bring out other, like... They have a Kickstarter for, like, Bayonetta 3 or... No, not Bayonetta 3. No, for, like, Vanquish 2 or something like that on...
Well, I think that's actually a pretty safe bet, because, obviously, like, the more developers that see success using Kickstarter, and as long as people see, like, actual games come out because of it, I can see that being a future...
Because they did the Shenmue 3 thing 3 years ago. Maybe they do another game, like, Platinum wants to kickstart a Vanquish 2 just to see if, like, gauge fan interest in the series.
Right, because
you know?
It costs them nothing to do it. I mean, as far as, like, you know, actually setting it up and seeing how much interest there is in it.
And that was my crazy... PlayStation E3 predictions. Then I'm done.
I have my fifth one. It's for Sony.
Oh, sorry.
Did you do the other four? I don't remember you made
it. Yeah.
What is this? Go ahead, dude. Oh, yeah.
Okay, my fifth one is Job Simulator 2 and other VR games are coming to VR.
You just said Job Simulator 2 on there.
Job Simulator?
Yeah. Yo, Mike already said that that's not going to sell VR. What are you talking about?
Who cares about what he says?
He's got a generic last name. We don't need to listen.
My first name is too.
Yeah, Mike Smith. Morty Smith.
Is that Morty's last name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it? I didn't know that.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Mike's like, fuck yes.
He's like cheering on the inside.
And Rick's last name is Sanchez.
Oh, that. Nick
That's Sanchez. Awesome. Rick Sanchez.
Dirty Sanchez.
Well, your last name is the same last name as Jerry.
There are like trillions of people on Earth with the same last name.
Exactly.
So.
John Smith.
John Smith.
I wish I had a name like Gorgon, though. That'd be like a cool last name.
Gorgon?
Yeah, the Gorgons from Destiny.
John Smith and Pocahontas.
Like Gargan? Gorgon? Yeah.
Thank you. I know your last name is Gorgon.
He's annoying you with this stupid
stuff. Fidgy!
Like Ross. Ross is another one.
Jim Ross.
Jim Ross.
Ed
Bob
Ross.
Ross.
Bob Ross, yeah.
Jeffrey Ross. I'm wondering if I know any Rosses other than that.
Heather.
Ross. Nicole.
Mike Ross Smith Jr.
Oh my god, no.
You'll be at the christening and the communion. So start saving that a little bit of allowance you get now, because I don't expect you to burn gifts.
No.
You gotta bring incense.
Especially a razor.
You gotta bring incense and myrrh.
Razors.
Incense, myrrh, and razors.
And shaving cream.
Yeah.
No, I'm gonna bring a noose.
Noose Holloway.
Well, if I when I eventually die, I want to go out like David Carradine. So bringing a noose would probably be a good way to
do it. You mean noose of yogurt. Greatest seller in the world.
I'm glad it's for you. It's not for me, buddy.
No, it doesn't.
Every time I get a case, I just mark it down immediately. I don't even fucking
You don't have to mark it down. It's reclamatable.
That's it, okay.
Yeah, so just well, fucking...
I mean, I should I say I give it to my receiver to do.
Yeah, just wait till it goes out of date and just fucking throw it out.
Oh, I don't even wait till shit goes out of date.
No, but I'm saying you don't have to mark it down. Right. It's like, you'll just get full credit anyway if you throw it out. You know, just scan it out when it's...
I'm wearing contacts, dude, and I've been up since midnight, so you are going to make me flinch if you throw shit at me.
All right, and this has been our E3 prediction spectacular! Lucha Libre! What happened?
I said it might be out in time for E3 2018.
Probably. Yo, no, I'm thinking, dude, I'm going to definitely edit this.
Just release it unedited, dude.
I'm just going to put it up tomorrow.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just going to, I'll just add some.
Yeah, like add the beginning and ending.
So I'll do the noise reduction and stuff. Yeah, throw it in, and then add the ending and the end and throw it up. Yeah, I'll do it right after work. All right, and everybody.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening. We love you.
Especially the Ghanis, if you still with
Tommy
us.
_Gargan on Twitter. Thomas _Gargan on Twitter. Tommy G42013 on PSN. This is Next Gen Game Chat, episode 48, I believe. And, anybody got a shout out they want to do?
Enderman 296, Eddie.
8098.
8098.
ORIONJTU. Don't add us on those other fucking platforms. We mostly play on
PlayStation. Yeah,
PS4. You know, nobody turns on their shit. Only fucking losers like me.
What about YouTube channel?
Playing 360 game. Shout out YouTube channel.
And what's it? Next Gen Community on PlayStation?
Slops McGee Games.
Oh my god.
Is that with an S or a Z?
What, Slops McGee Games on
S.
YouTube?
Yep.
Alright. Are we going to stream on that for the Monday night? Watching the conference?
Monday Night Raw?
No, we'll watch the conference on
Monday Night.
No, the Sony conference.
Like, you want to get shut down. That's a good way to do it.
Sony conference. The Sony conference. Sony conference. Sony conference is Monday night at 9.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to stream on your Twitch channel?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, live reactions.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, Sombra farting on cakes. Yeah. Cake farts. Sombra cake farts.
Can't keep straight face when you say that.
Sombra cake farts. Yo, they call it the cake Ross.
Fuck Jim Ross.
Instead of the cake boss. Get it? No! Alright.
Try to say that one more time with a straight face. No.
Who had sombra cake farts?
Yeah.
I could say it with a straight face. Yeah, good.
Eddie's face is always gay.
Is that controversial?
What the hell is
that's how you get downloads for
right. Yeah, I'm sorry, all you queers out there. Have a great week.
Yeah, bye-bye. Rob, we miss you.
Bye bye.
Coming soon to the Food Network. Well, PS4 has the Taken King. You get me?
The Bacon King! Guy Ferrari ain't got shit on me!
That's Guy Fieri.
That's what I said! Guy Fieri!
Starring the famous chef, Robusto Borix.
People tease me that the smell of shit makes my dick hard. The smell of sizzling bacon makes my dick hard. Ooh. They call me Julia Manchild.
High fat, high cholesterol recipes.
Fuck DLC. I got BLTs, baby. Who needs Bungie when you got the munchies?
And crowd interaction.
If she wants to cook it that way, fuck her and her daughter.
The Bacon King, premiering this fall, only on the Food Network.